is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Hi, I'm Bran, and I love When Calls the Heart.
Hey, it's Panda. I like When Calls the Heart.
I'm Dan, and When Calls the Heart finally got the set it deserves.
And this is the Deck the Hallmark podcast. Well, 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 everybody.
Oh, boy. So
very excited. We are around the water cooler.
Yeah, yep. For this water cooler episode of When Calls the Heart. Did you get you a cold one?
No, I'm good. What's
the scuttlebutt?
You wouldn't believe it, Dan.
I really wouldn't.
Tiffany over in accounting.
Tiffany in accounting has been a problem since the beginning.
Yeah.
Rick, why do we keep her around?
Because I met her.
Okay. Congratulations.
That's all I've just heard. That's all I can tell about that story. I can't. Standards and practices. I have them in my ear. So I have them in one ear and you guys in the other ear. And Tracy is not in my ear at all. And they said, if you say one more word of that story, you're fired. And so I said, okay, no more story. I met her. Hey, Tiff.
Hey, Tiff. Man, oh, man. It is so good to be here today talking about When Calls the Heart, sitting around the water cooler.
Where else would you rather be, guys? Just the three bros sitting around the water cooler talking When Calls the Heart.
When Calls the Heart, that would be
Hope Valley. Ideal. Let's go.
Before we do that, let's quickly talk sports.
Yeah. The sports are crazy now.
It's nuts.
It's crazy out there.
How about the Padres?
Dude, coming back to beat those Dodgers?
How about unreal. The Knicks?
Nine in a row?
Oh, so good.
Come on.
Feel bad for the Orioles snapping that streak.
Yeah.
Man, the Oscars, huh? Mm-hmm. The Oscars the other day. How about that?
Oh, yeah. The most boring telecast of all time. I watched the first hour and a half of the Oscars. I would maybe rather watch When Calls the Heart. I wouldn't, but it's close.
How about Nomadland?
Nomad lad. He's a nomad lad. Hey, he just runs away a nomad lad.
Nomad lad. Go around, no home for me. I lay my head where I want to.
I love Nomad lad.
Give me a quick coffee, please. I'll work for it. Do the dishes in the back.
Nomad lad, where's the best place you've ever slept?
I can't tell the rest of that story. I got standards and practices in this year.
I just did the full head back, knowing where you're going. And I slammed my head hard against that wall. It hurt, man.
And politics, guys.
Oh, yeah. Crazy,
they're
right?
They're happening, huh?
Sheesh.
Oh, man, so many.
All right, guys. Time to talk about What's All Star Season 2, Episode 5. We said we were going to come around.
The border, Bran. The border of my glass wall in your studio is now too close for comfort. And there's a crisis at the border.
Dynamite dropping, Rick.
How is he not fired?
I don't know.
I just wanted to.
I don't know.
Let's go ahead and shut his mic off. Yeah. So
that easy. Great. Done.
We said on Tuesday that we were going to do this episode around the water cooler. And here we are.
We gave you 5 days late hot takes on the Oscars and baseball. You're welcome.
All right, When Calls the Heart, Season 2, Episode 5. Heart of the Family. Heart of the Family. That's the name of this episode.
He gets it.
Originally aired on May 30th, 2015, and went a little something like this.
2015.
Jack is coming by the school to fix the stove, and the kids are oohing and aahing and giving Elizabeth a hard time about being in love with Jack, as they do anytime Jack steps foot in their classroom. They get some bad news that his brother and her sister are in a bad car accident, so they go back to Hamilton. Bill tells Abigail the full story about how he did get married, but it was out of duty, and raised the kid, and now that the kid is no longer...
Kid is
dead. Yes. So now
the kids know what happened again.
The kid.
Oh, dead. Okay, got it. Didn't have enough dead kids when Calls the Heart.
It, I guess. Kid's dead, and so now he's like marriage doesn't count anymore. And surprisingly enough, Abigail doesn't like the story.
Yeah, it checks out.
It isn't fond of the fact that he got married out of duty and raised a kid and then tried to say that he didn't have a wife.
He wouldn't take a bribe, though. I'll tell you that much.
No. So we then see Jack go to see his brother and meets his nurse's name is Nurse Faith Carter. And he goes to talk to her one night about his recovery, and Elizabeth's older sister sees them eating together and is like, give me that tea. Something's going on there. Jack and Elizabeth get in a bit of an argument because they both aren't willing to give each other's siblings any grace about their responsibility in the car crash. Meanwhile, back at Hope Valley, Gowan is in a heated poker tournament, but Rosemary figures out he's cheating. So her and Lee come up with a plan to cheat better than he cheats and get around Gowan's dumb restrictions.
Before he cheats.
And it works.
Dug my hand into the pile, said two cards, please, gonna have five here.
Hope he learns next time he cheats.
Who are you?
Skittlybop.
All right, Skittlybop. Thank you, pal. Jack figures out that his brother wasn't driving, so he goes to tell Elizabeth this fact. And surprisingly enough, not fond of that, and brings up the fact that he knows that he was hanging out with the nurse. And he's like, it's not a big deal. You hang out with Marcus Rosner every episode. And it becomes this whole thing.
Aside from this one.
And that, my friends, was
When Calls the Heart. Call all families.
Did you say calling all families?
Yeah.
It's calling all families.
Heart of the family.
Heart of the family. It was close.
Let's take a quick break.
Sure.
And we'll come back. We got 4 segments to break this movie down around the water cooler. And we'll do that here on the other side of the break on Deck the Hallmark.
Wow, what a break.
Feels so good to be back.
This feels very like analog for us. Like we're going back in time to the days where you had to edit everything in post.
Yes. Yeah. I miss it though.
I do too.
Like those were simpler times.
I got to be honest, I'd trade it all for this air conditioned vent that's right above me.
But you know what's great? You don't have to trade it all because you get both.
I get both. It's a both and. Yeah.
Is there any way?
There's just not enough room.
Can we move it over?
That thing.
What if we
move it over?
What if we got rid of this wall here?
I think that's a load-bearing wall.
How can you tell? Why don't we just test it?
I don't think that is, but I think that it is right here.
I just want to know, what were they thinking?
Yeah, it's a weird setup.
Vents at the first stretch of this whole building.
Yeah, there's no vents in our studio space.
There's nothing. There's no way.
It feels great here. They're putting all the cold air up against the hot air that could be coming in from outside.
So it's like a big barrier.
It's a, yeah, crisis at the border.
Rick!
Yeah.
Cut it off.
You cut it off.
All right. We have 4 seconds.
I met her. Right. I met her.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. I'm abundantly clear in the fact I met her.
We hear you loud and clear. Yep.
You got it.
We hear you a lot.
Met her.
Got it.
Tiffany and I, we met.
We have 4 segments on the show to talk about exactly how we felt about this episode of When Calls the Heart. We're going to start with the hot take. I'm going to start with my good friend Panda. Panda, heart of the family, did it have your heart?
Let's go.
This is dope. That poker game. Is one of the better scenes we've had in When Calls the Heart this season. We are back in Hamilton, which is unfortunate.
Yeah, we're back in Hamilton. I said, yeah, we're back in Hamilton. Somebody please kill me now. Kill me now. I'm off. I'm way off now. I can't do it without the actual words. Kill me now. Well, I'm singing. I don't even know what I'm saying.
But your heart is well expressed, Dan, because this season two, like, we're just, at this point, we're just trying to ride it through to the end. Like, I don't have anything really constructive to say. That poker game's the most interesting.
You know what's crazy? The poker game is one of the most interesting things that they've done, and it doesn't make a lick of sense.
No, not at all.
The poker game doesn't make a lick of sense, but it still is more interesting than most of what we've watched.
But let me say this also, and maybe this is a hot take, but also because I sometimes see the comments pop up on Facebook about the newest episode of When Calls to Heart. I see a trajectory with Elizabeth, and I just don't think I'm going to like her character, because essentially what you have here is you have her bouncing between guys.
She's constantly. A wiffle waffle.
And so, like, listen, classic wiffle waffle. This is not a situation where Jack should be called into question. Their entire fight here is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's so dumb.
And it's stupid. And you've wasted the season of television trying to create a new love interest, and it doesn't work. It does not work.
Well, the sparks that they have in season one, the smolder, the sparks, the chemistry, all of that is gone because they've tried to do this, like, introduce a new love interest, and they've decided somebody's given Daniel Lissing a bunch of notes on his performance, and he's a different guy this season, and it's bad. And it's not his fault, because he's great in one.
Yeah, it's not, I don't know.
Bran?
Yes, I am here to finally say this is not a good season.
Thank you.
Television. I've come to terms with it.
It only took him five episodes.
I've come to terms with it. I agree with all of what you said. I just I don't see the point of any of it, really. I will say the one compelling storyline, to Panda's point, is the poker match, but also Lee and Rosemary as a whole are pulling this season along for the most part.
And that is a sad state. I know that people love them, but at this point,
but in each episode, whatever they're doing, at least, you know, aside from her doing a performance last week.
So stupid.
They're doing something.
Yeah.
Like, they're now the couple that we care for.
Yes.
Which is crazy. Because we have, they brought in Marcus, and nothing is happening between her and Marcus Rosner. It's just, there's nothing there. The fact that they had seven episodes in this season, nine if you count the two, 10 if you count the three episodes that are an hour and a half, and we don't get the sparks, we don't get the forward motion of their relationship that they worked so hard on in season one, is a travesty. And I am finally, I've come to terms with it. I kept hoping that it would get better, but this perusal back to Hamilton for God knows why is unfortunate. And that's
what I think that there's this thing where they think if they get Jack and Elizabeth together, then they don't have any ability for the sparks, which if you're good at TV, that doesn't make any sense. The show that won a ton of Emmys, Schitt's Creek, that show was masterful at having couples that were together for a long time and still did big romantic gestures. Three different couples are long-standing couples or have been in a relationship a long time. It doesn't change the sparks. You can continue to have chemistry and sparks and romantic gestures after you ship the couple and bring them together. And this is just, we're just sitting around like pedaling a stationary bike is all we're doing. And the poker game is the best scene, and it doesn't make any sense. I have yet to be won over with Rosemary and Lee. I know everybody loves them, but their storyline is the best. And that is just pathetic.
You don't
pathetic.
At least like Lee?
Yeah, he's fine.
I like Lee.
He's fine.
I like her, too. She's grown on me. She's fine.
She's a little grating to me.
She's over
Lee's
the top,
fine.
But she's fun.
I think I'll get there with them, I guess. But I just don't care right now. And it the stuff in Hamilton is awful. It continues to be minute for minute some of the worst television I've ever seen. The poker game and the trial are the two best. In all honesty, if either of those things happen in season one, they're still not good. I mean, it is the depths to which we are plumbing right now are just remarkable. It is so bad.
They should have never left Hope Valley.
No.
The best plot points are them but I think Hope, it out to make Hope yes, Valley better.
But Hope Valley doesn't feel the same. It feels like an uppity place now. It doesn't feel like a miner's town anymore.
No, it does not.
They and it doesn't have any conflict to me. Gowan's just over there being bad for bad. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Like, where are the miners' wives that are fighting for their homes?
No,
like,
it doesn't matter.
You've lost all of the stuff that matters.
Yeah, the new people are going to work in the sawmill. And the miners, the wives get to keep their houses, and so that it doesn't matter, I guess. And then they got a settlement. And so they're done. We're never going to hear from them again. They get a house for free, and they got a settlement. And so they're taken care of for life. That's what's supposed to be our assumption. I guarantee we don't have a single plot line now that is a huge, this miner's wife is in financial trouble. Like, it's just not going to be
Hope
a thing.
Valley now. There's no Coal Valley.
Hope Valley.
No need for that.
It's very, very bad, and I can't wait for the season to be over. It's terrible.
It's time for all the feels part of the show. We talk about one in this episode gave us feels. Panda.
The nurse, Faith, she's great.
She is great.
She's great.
She's going to be a long-running character as well.
And I could not be happier about that.
So I guess somehow she goes from Hamilton to...
She's going
to
be in the show.
Yes.
That's great news.
Good news.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah.
This is Andrea Brooks.
Wow.
Oh, she's great. She's wonderful. She is the best way of describing it is she brings an energy into the scenes that she acted in. Like, she brought an energy.
Yeah.
And Jack, is just very pedestrian in this, but Faith is bubbly and just great.
I'll say what you're not saying. I would be fine if it was Jack and Faith instead of Jack and Elizabeth based upon season two.
They have heard better chemistry.
Hot take. Jack and Faith, I was here for it. I was here for it. The chemistry is there. I was here for it. Jack and Elizabeth, nah, nothing.
But they've changed Elizabeth's character. Hot
and Jack's character.
Yeah, it's just not good.
Hot take. Yeah, you're looking at me. You all right?
Wow, didn't see it. I didn't see it coming.
That's
such a thing you would say around the water cooler, though, Dan.
That's why I did it. If we were over there, I would never have done it. This bad boy in play.
If we were on set.
Yeah, we'd never do that on set.
We are.
Man. Just give me a quick.
We are a basketball goal away from the set, and that allows us to say it. And yeah. I think.
How did you measure basketball goal there? What was your plan?
I looked at it, and I said, that's about the height of a basketball goal. From here to the table.
You want a height. Okay, so you're not talking about that basketball goal over there.
No.
You think we're only 10 feet away from the table?
I think I'm only 10, 12 feet. 10 to 12
yeah,
feet.
Yeah, it's more than 10.
10 to 12. Well, you're further than me.
Okay, you're more than 10 feet away.
I think I'm 10 to 12.
We'll measure it later.
If I lay down.
We'll get it later.
The tape, man.
I would say you're more than two pandas away. You're more than two pandas away.
Like,
well, two pandas is 12 feet, so you're with me.
But are we talking?
Okay,
are we talking,
smart guy.
Are we
just
talking,
do a little, read a book for the love.
Are we talking you or are we talking pandas?
We going to break or what?
I haven't shared my all the feels yet.
Okay, I don't have any.
Okay, my all the feels, here he is. My all the feels is, I don't know. I thought the poker game, it gave me feels. It gave me like, Gowan continues to give me feels. Like,
yeah, Gowan's
like
great.
He just, his looks, it all works for me every time. Gowan A+ gave me feels.
He's edgy.
All right, we're gonna be right back. So you're going from your side of the table.
No, I'm gonna go from my girl.
Okay. Here we go. Here we are.
I'm gonna guess. I'm guessing 12 and a half pandas, or 12 feet and a half.
Yeah, my guess would be about 12 feet. That would be my guess.
What if I told you it is?
Here we are.
3 inches short of 14 feet.
Wow.
Wow.
So you were dead wrong. Just say it out loud.
Yeah, no, I was wrong.
It's like two pandas and a 5-year-old panda.
Is there anything that Dan loves more than telling people they're wrong?
No, nothing.
Well, I don't understand how I get that reputation when I'm...
Because most people would sit here and be like, yeah, that's whatever. Because no,
they wouldn't. No. With me and Brand, Brand's not even trying to back you up there because he knows if I'm wrong about something, he's going to bury me. That's the way our relationship works. And you would do the same thing.
I would never.
Don't even act. Don't even act.
Bury you.
Don't even act like you're like. You would just be like, no big deal, whatever. You wouldn't.
I would let you fly because there's some things.
You let me fly.
There's some people.
I just want to fly. Now we're doing it.
Does that play into the story at all?
What story? Oh. I met her.
Right.
No more.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back here on Deck Talk.
Man, we are flying through these breaks today.
We are flying through these breaks. Hey, boys, let's talk about this episode with the Wait Whats. Heart of the Family is the name of the episode.
It's the bigger love of the family.
Panda?
That's Wait a great Whats? Lick.
Yeah. Two things. Can somebody help his brother's head stop bleeding?
Good gosh. What do we need to do? It's 1910, not 1210. Like, it is the fact that that guy's head just has blood on the side of it that no one cleans, and not even with the wrap on. Like, the wrap's off. There's no incision. There's no wound. There's just some red paint right here. If we could just get it real quick, just with a little, cloth. Just something.
Fine.
Gee.
And then this is maybe a take it to the tape. At one point, they're in the hospital, and there is just a... It sounds like a baby crying at first, but then it sounds like a siren. And it, can I try the noise and see if I get right? It goes...
And that sounds like a baby to me.
But
your noise sounds like a baby.
But doesn't it oscillate? It goes... Wah!
But sirens oscillate.
So, yeah, that's what I'm saying, is the sound had this... It did. I think it was like a baby siren. They were trying in the 1910s.
It was unsettling. It was one of the more
unsettling noises. They were bonkers, yeah.
Dude, baby siren? Unbelievable.
Oh, my gosh. I'll never forget it. Top five concerts. Yeah. Baby siren's really good. I was in the nosebleeds. It was as good as if I was in the front row.
Really?
Yes.
Acoustics good?
Oh my gosh. Well,
and
unreal.
They bring out some elements of the stage, like lights and the screens and stuff. They put them in the balcony.
They played at the pulpit.
They played at the pulpit.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, that's great. Man. What a great venue.
You've not lived, you've seen Baby Siren. And now that you can't see him anymore.
It's a shame.
My Way Whats, I got a couple. And this also goes back to the blood. I do feel like Jack did not try nearly hard enough to prove that his brother was in the passenger seat. He went, he saw the car, he saw the crack, he saw the blood. Is there any bloody blood on your bed and on the head of your sister? No, there's some on the head of my brother. Yeah. So is it possible? He just didn't go about it right.
No.
He just goes up to Elizabeth and says, Elizabeth, here's this crazy thing. My brother is bleeding still from his head. I went and I saw the car, and the only place that there's blood is on the passenger side. Is it possible that they were swapped?
You don't have to be CSI. It's not even, it's right here. If he's driving the car, window here, nothing here, sister here, sister's not injured. What's the likelihood of the car being still drivable and him only having blood on this side of, like, that's CSI 101.
Yes.
That's just Gil Grissom just showing up at the scene going, okay, I know what happened. And Jack can't piece it together.
Jack has pieced it together. He clearly pieced
it together. But he's not pushing it.
He's not willing to divulge that information for reasons unknown. He went about the situation with Elizabeth and trying to say, hey.
All wrong.
He was like, hey, your sister could have done it. No,
all wrong.
Like, you have evidence.
You need to point out that, because I think Elizabeth is on board if you present the evidence. I would suggest to you, he does a better job investigating who burns down the church, which I don't think he did a great job of,
than still
he
bad.
Does his own brother's car wreck, which is concerning. Not sure Jack loves it.
No, real bad.
And my last Wait What does also involve the poker game.
Yeah.
We were discussing this as we were watching the episode, boys, but The whole thing around the poker game was Gowan had paid a guy to stand behind the guy he was competing against.
That's right.
And give him a quick signal if his cards were good or bad.
That's right.
He would know whether or not he should raise or whatever.
That's right.
So Rosemary comes up with this plan. I'm going to go to the guy during a break, offer him triple of whatever Gowan is paying him, which was a bold move, first of all. That could have been very serious money if you know anything about Gowan, who's throwing around suitcases of money. But anyways, convinces that guy. But then she also comes up with a plan that she's going to give Lee a sign if Gowan's cards are good or bad.
But what we don't know the information about is what the sign was from her to the other guy about, hey, what cards does he have? What cards does Lee have?
Because he could still get
beat.
Because he
still had a good hand.
That's right.
So what was it like, hey, I'm going to give you a sign to show that he has this so that you can tell me if Lee beats that so I can give Lee the sign to raise.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah, I don't know.
There had to be a third sign somewhere.
That's one of my big ones is I don't know. Are you done? Because I got a lot about the poker.
Go ahead.
There's no way for her to know what Lee has.
There's no way to know.
And that doesn't make sense. Okay, let's do the third sign. The guy giving signs to Gowan is coughing. Why are you coughing as a sign? Are you trying to draw attention to yourself? Are there not enough of these in the playbook?
It's literally just this or
this. But every time he goes, dude, someone is at some point is going to look over and be like, why is this guy coughing all the time? Like, keep your mouth shut. Like, it's not hard. I don't understand that. And then the hands that these guys, it's five card draw. Yeah. They have a full house. They have four of a kind. They have a king high flush. All of those hands are the chances of getting one of those in an all night game of poker is very little. Like, four of a kind and five card draw is like one in a few hundred thousand hands to get it one time. Gowan gets a full house, three of a kind, and a king high flush while we're watching. The odds of him getting all of those are one in millions, like million, maybe billions, like better chances of hitting the Powerball. That is what they're doing in this show. Like,
he's
cheating with those hands. That's my point. He still has to cheat because the other guy's getting hands too. And then he still loses with all those cards. Like, the odds in five card draw that you're pulling a king high flush heads up, which means you're playing against one other person and lose, those odds are worse than probably getting struck by lightning every day for a month. Like, literally, like, to get a king high flush is one in probably a quarter million. To lose in heads up, which means of the other 47 cards in the deck, the other guy has a permutation higher than a king high flush, is absurd.
What you don't know is they were only playing with the good cards.
Yeah, that's right. But he's got a flush.
Do you think he's cheating like in another way? Like, he has cards snuck up in his hand?
I don't think so, because the other guys that he beats has good hands too. It is, the math on that is, as someone that I love poker, like, I love it. I don't play it much anymore, but I love it. That is just patently absurd. And I get that it's part of TV and every hand's going to be a big hand.
Boys,
but for him to do it over and over again.
Do you guys want to get a poker set for the road?
Ooh, poker night would be fun.
So when we
Panda, I
road,
love playing poker with Panda. Because
my
is,
poker face is the
is
same.
Is not good.
Here's my problem.
I'm like,
poker.
Hey, all fours are good, right?
My problem with poker is I have a good hour in me. And then after that, I'm just like, I'm bored. Let's just go all in.
Yeah. I go all in every hand. Yeah. And that way no one knows if I'm right or wrong.
Yeah.
That's a way to do it.
I'd love to play poker with both of you. Just, I'm here for it. I have placed I finished third in a tournament in St. Louis, like an actual tournament with getting like an entry in the World Series of Poker thing.
Wow.
Top two got one and I finished third. True story.
There you go. You got nothing?
I won like $900.
He got to brag about it.
It was a 30
podcast.
Yeah. Years, over a decade later, here I am.
Sweet.
It cost me $35 to enter. I won $900.
Hey, good job, buddy. Yeah. That's a big return.
It was. And the sad part is I went out the same time the second place guy went out. So we both went out the same exact time.
Well, how'd they determine?
He had more higher stack than I did, so he would have beaten me. And he was from out of town and couldn't be in the WSOP, and they still wouldn't let me take the spot.
My gosh, they're brutal over there.
Yeah. It was, I don't remember where. It was in Earth City or somewhere like that, right
you
outside of St. Louis.
You could have been on TV.
No. It was a satellite event, not in Vegas, a satellite WSOP. So they go and do all the satellites and then you.
I just could have seen it.
So they won't send you to space?
You don't know.
That's awesome.
That's great.
Dude, that's crazy.
Yeah, we went to space.
No wonder they wouldn't let you.
That's
go.
Right.
That's
a lot of money.
Expensive.
Yeah, Elon saved a boatload on that deal. He's like, oh, he's from out of town. He can't go to space.
They're only sending people from
space. If you're not from St. Louis, you cannot go to space.
It's a no-go.
I
could have seen you at 3 a.m. on ESPN, yeah. But I always watch poker.
Yeah. If I had gotten on TV, I would have 100% had four of those. You know, everybody's got the one thing, like either one headphone in or something. I would have done as many as possible. Like fake earring, like hat, big sunglasses, like toothpick. Like I'd have had every flair item you could have on one body.
I would be willing to bet the farm that if you wake up on any given day at 3 a.m. and you turn on the TV, you will find poker.
You can find it.
You can find it. At 3 a.m., I bet the
So farm. COVID hasn't shut that down?
It's reruns. They had hours.
Who has seen hours every poker match?
Of poker. Come on.
Oh, this is 05. Get out.
Were you Australian? Were you Australian briefly? Get out.
Get out.
Mate. The last one I have is first of all, I just don't know how many times Abigail's Cafe can be closed and Bill can walk in for them to stare at each other and Abigail say, what are you doing here? Like I was at my limit four times ago. They do this every episode. Cafe's not open. Bill walks in, stands and stares, and she stares back like they're both on guiding light. And she says, what are you doing here? It's every single time. What are you doing in my cafe? And I just, for the love of everything good and decent, can we make a television show instead of filming the same scene over and over again? Those are my
late ones. I just took a glance down at your phone when you opened it up, and I saw that you have TikTok.
I do.
Do you have a TikTok? Are you have a TikTok?
I don't have any TikTok. I'm a viewer only, not a.
You're a voyeur of TikTok.
I'm a voyeur.
I saw TikTok voyeur live.
Can we do a dance together and post it on a TikTok?
I don't mind.
We did one TikTok.
I don't know. I don't know how to make a TikTok.
I don't know how the dances work.
I don't know. I don't know how to do the point where you point at it and they pop up.
Well, you point first and then you post edit the things in.
That's wild because I thought after
he's been pointing
and I'm like, things coming up.
Now, what is this Harry Potter nonsense? Go, hocus pocus.
It doesn't work.
Oh, man.
They always do that robot voice on some of the TikToks. Like, tell me about the time you danced.
He's been watching a lot of TikTok.
Love the
Who's
TikTok.
Who's your favorite talker?
You know who I've been kind of digging?
Who's that?
Abraham Piper. John Piper's.
I know about
Abraham Piper. Abraham Piper. He's gone off the rails, apparently.
Yes.
Daddy Piper's not pleased.
I don't know if Daddy
Piper's
come
for
out
of good TikTok.
Good TikTok.
If it's a Piper gone wild.
Party Piper.
Party Piper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Party Piper is just him talking.
Yeah, it's
really.
He talks philosophy.
Bring it.
And says stuff.
I'm in.
He says some inappropriate words.
Does he do any pointing?
No, I don't think so.
That's unfortunate.
You guys can figure it out together.
I think, you know what? Maybe I'll get into the TikTok. I'll post a talk a day.
I love that. It's time for Hopes and Valleys, where we share something we're excited about for the future and or something we're not excited about for the future of this television program. And I'm going to start with a good friend, Panda Pan.
First of all, Faith coming back to Hope Valley or come to Hope Valley. Somebody posted in the comments that she does, in fact, come to Hope Valley. That's thrilling.
She's
great.
Still on the show now.
Oh, that's wonderful. Great news. Thrilled to hear that. Long lasting. Wonderful. That's a hope for me. A Valley. We're back in Hamilton. I don't know what to tell you. I hope, I just hope we stop one day.
You doing a TikTok right now?
No, I'm not doing a TikTok right now. I'm looking up what's calling my heart.
Reel?
Come on.
Are you looking up a reel?
You guys are killing
me. So
that's
a TikTok.
You looked like you were about to do a TikTok. I feel like this is classic, like TikTok. No, somebody could please take that
and make it.
Just do the work for us.
We're
please.
So far away. It's going to be the worst TikTok ever. Like, are those guys in the distance pointing to things? What does the water cooler even say? Good times.
What are they?
I didn't have any hopes or valleys, if you can believe it. I got a lot of valleys.
You don't have a single hope?
No, man.
What are your valleys?
I'm hopeless.
What are your valleys?
Just in general, like Hamilton, it's a valley. I really want Jack and Faith to be together. It's not happening. That's a valley. You know.
Yes, my hope is Faith. Excited about the interview.
Your hope is Faith. That's amen. My hope's built on faith. You know what I'm saying?
Amen, brother.
Excited about the introduction.
Really, your faith, theologically, your faith should be built on hope.
Yeah, but what if it wasn't? And just for a moment, it was built on faith.
I don't know. That's not a foundational hope there.
But my hope is built upon what my faith is in.
Won't Your faith is in the hope. The hope is something.
You know what? I bet Party Piper would disagree.
Yeah, he would.
Yeah, he would. Yes, my faith is in hope, and my hope is in faith. And excited for the introduction there. I think her character is going to be great. My valley is that we still got one more long boy. I know it's coming. It's not next week. It's the week after. But I know it's coming. And that day is going to be.
It's going to be a hard day. I'm not prepared.
I think I got something coming up. You know what is exciting,
dude,
though?
We is have that next vacation?
Week. It's vacation week. So we'll get a week off.
Oh, my goodness.
We'll get a week off. We it's got next the, week. It's and then the we got third. Vacation week.
We don't do that until we come back.
Yes.
No. I wish we'd do it before vacation.
Why don't we do it double up?
No. You want to watch 2+ hours of When Calls the Heart on Monday?
I say next week and we cut the movie. We just do a double When Calls the Heart-a-thon. I'm tossing out there as an idea.
That is an idea.
And that way we wrap up the season before the vacation.
I can't handle it.
We'll talk about it after the show.
Okay.
We did, everybody. Pocket hey. Watch? Yes. Yes.
There's some debate about that.
Pockets is in this episode.
Pockets is not in the episode. Not a debate. There's not a debate. The guy in the episode is not Pockets. I looked Pockets up. He's in the next two episodes.
Where'd you look it up?
IMDb.
They're not.
But I also.
Big freaking whoop.
No.
Big freaking whoop.
I also.
I can put myself on IMDb.
I also got an image of what Pockets looks like now, showed it to these two guys, and they both said, no, that's not right.
I
what does that even mean?
No, I'm telling you. He okay.
He's not in the episode.
He has not in the episode. Not my Pockets.
That was Pockets if I've ever seen a pocket.
It is not Pockets. That guy looks like he ate Pockets.
Okay,
he's a giant.
Is that Pockets?
It's not Pockets. It's not Pockets. It's not him.
Okay, just let us know.
Fight pain on TikTok. Yes, it's Pockets.
Or no, it's not.
No.
Is it yes? Brush it away.
Is it no?
Brush it away.
Kick it. Oh, flip it. I'm in a new outfit. Where'd my head go? I know so many TikToks.
Man, I love it. I love it. Oh, man.
I loved when we were on GMA. What's that, Christmas 19?
Dude, and they made us do the dumbest.
TikTok beforehand. Like, just get.
I would
that,
submit
TikTok
to
was
you.
New, and I was like, I don't even know what that is.
I would submit to you that's our worst GMA appearance. Well, not worst. It's the weirdest GMA. Yeah. You've got that bit. The audience didn't even know how to react. Uh-huh. You've got the mistletoe bit. The mistletoe stick that sounds like it's going to be real dirty. It turns out to be a kid's game.
Yeah, it sounds like Rick
you got
Kelly
us digging into the cake pops. And then what did you talk about in that episode? That
was
one.
Was I the cake
pop?
Did
you do the TikTok?
No, I did the cake pops.
Did you TikTok?
Oh, I did the TikTok. Because I said it's what all the kids are doing now.
And I got to be honest, it is just a bunch of snoozers and just weird looks from Robin and Michael. Just like, what's going on here? This isn't what we bargained for.
We try to write our own segments.
And they do what they want to do with it.
Then they
That's
get
right.
us TikTok.
Hey, what about TikTok?
I'm glad they let me do it because you know how I'm up on tech.
You're so up on tech.
The reason, you're
the only one of the three of us that has TikTok. TikTok. Yeah.
The reason I did the cake pops was last time we had old Hans McShakey with the marshmallow fluff or whatever the heck that was.
And I didn't know they didn't want
just,
me
hey,
to do
that's
the,
good.
The
that's
blender.
Good. We're on a
yeah,
time
Lara,
here.
Lara
did. They did tell you to do the blend.
They told me to do the blender.
I saw them give Steve Harvey less time than your shaking hand got. Hey, yeah, 45 seconds. So let me get it in there.
Hold on, guys. It's going to come.
It was way too thick, the fluff.
It was the moment backstage when they're like, no, it's just going to be out there. We're not doing a run through. You're like, okay.
Guys, how fluff's that fluff? On a scale of 1 to fluffy fluff.
It was at least a 12 fluff.
It was a 12 fluff.
And I told them in the notes, I said an 8 fluff max.
And they 12 fluffed
it. And then I knew I was in trouble. I picked it up, hand
shaking. Oh, it was priceless.
I got no walkthrough. Lara slapped my hand because she wanted me to stop. I wanted me to stop. I was like, that makes two of us, Lara.
It's never
end for everyone.
It's never not funny. It's great.
And then the follow-up, I hold that sweater up way too high the last time we're on GMA. I made this! Back to you! God, me on Good Morning America's an anxiety attack every time.
It's such a fun time.
It's such a fun time. You never know what's going to happen. It's the fluff, man.
It's the fluff.
All right, Brent, tell everybody what you got over there with you. And then you turn it on.
Then you blend it.
Turn it on.
It's going to take a couple minutes. We'll wait.
Larry's like, stop it.
We're all ready.
The segment, Panda.
We're dying up here.
We did, everybody.
Hand out the pre-made ones.
Two for me.
One and a half for me.
Sure. One.
It's time for What's Calling My Heart. It's when each week someone emails in on an email.
They email in an email. Get out of town.
It's a TikTok. they tell us, somebody do one of these TikToks and send it in for What's Calling My Heart. And we read it. And you can email us, hello@deckthehallmark.com. Tell us what's calling your heart to Dana.
This is hello@deckthehallmark.com is where you send this. This is our boy, Ray Clawson. Now, Ray has been known to send us a postcard whenever he takes a vacation, pre-COVID, of course. And he would tell us the drinks he was drinking in his all-inclusive resort. I don't know if you remember this guy.
Yeah, I remember.
Another mojito for me guy. He was on a cruise or whatever. Yeah. And I loved it. It was great. We get postcards from whenever we go on vacation. We're like, Ray sent us a postcard. It was an exciting day. But they would always come from Denver, which made me think that maybe he wasn't on the cruise. I don't know, Ray. You reach out to me and let me know. Neither here nor there. Here's this email. Hey, guys. Wanted to let you know that your Aaron Krakow interview is what's calling my heart. I know it's a little late, but it turns out that this email never sent 3 weeks ago. Whoops. So here it is now. Mojito on a cruise, man. What are you going to do? It was easily my favorite interview you've ever done. The moment when she notices that you're just going off the cuff is gold. You guys talked about the emotions she went through with Daniel Lissing leaving the show and how it progressed. Even though I was going to watch the show just because you guys are covering it, I am now really excited to watch every week because how awesome Aaron Krakow is in both the show and your interview. I wish you guys the best of luck in finishing the show. From Ray Clawson. Ray, thank you so much,
sir. Thanks, Ray.
God bless you.
Ray!
Have another mojito on me.
Exactly right.
I'll Venmo you.
Everybody, we did it. Mm.
Yep.
Congratulations are in order to us.
You were stepping on my mic cord.
Hey, it's not my fault. It's this tiny space.
Just, hey, buddy, if you could. We're on a time.
We did it. We are going to be back tomorrow with Annie Claus is coming to town.
What are you?
Yeah.
You started.
And you can watch it for free if you have one of those TV streaming services like Philo.
Philo would be a good place to watch it.
Like Philo.
Philo. Watch it on Philo. It's free. No commercials and free on Philo.
No commercials. It's crazy. Free on Philo.
Philo. Philo.
We will be back.
Why Philo tomorrow? Down.
Philo. It's off to work we go. Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmark is a Bramble Jam podcast recorded live in, that Greenville, South Carolina. Is produced by Brandon Gray. Set decor by Plum Haywood Mall. For more information on all Bramble Jam podcasts, you can go to BrambleJamPodcast.com. For more information on how to listen to Deck the Hallmark ad-free, you can go to BrambleJamPlus.com.